The Cuspuck School District, located along the Upper Kuskokwim River, announced that all schools will be closed from August 24th until September 7th. In a press release, Superintendent James Anderson wrote that the decision was made on the recommendation of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation due to a possible COVID-19 case in Crooked Creek and in Aniak. At least five other villages in the YK Delta have COVID-19 cases threatening school closures. The Yupit School District, located along the Middle Kuskokwim River, includes schools in Akiak, Akiachuk, and Tuluksak. Two of those schools opened to students August 12th, but Tuluksak delayed opening because someone in the village tested positive for COVID-19. Superintendent Cassandra Bennett says that's what the district's strategy requires.
All three tribes are in agreement that if anyone in the village gets it, we shut down.
Further down the Kuskokwim, Nunapichuk is in lockdown, and LKSD Superintendent Kimberly Hankins said that classes will start remotely in that village. In St. Mary's, on the Yukon River, an active COVID-19 case already has students also learning from home there, according to City Administrator Walton Smith. And close by, in the Lower Yukon School District, schools are scheduled to open September 8th, but cases of COVID-19 in Amonik and Nunam Ikwa threaten to upset those plans. Superintendent Gene Stone is hoping the cases recover before then.
We're still maintaining the yellow designation for that.
Yellow status or medium risk is the goal. It allows a mix of in-classroom and remote education. But the rules are hazy on what it would take to return to medium risk after an active COVID-19 case in a village. In Tuluksak, Yupit Superintendent Bennett says they are starting off by testing everyone in the community and monitoring people's symptoms. And then, she says, she'd leave the ultimate decision to reopen to health professionals.
We follow the leadership of YKHC.
All the districts in the region have been following the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's recommendation to some degree. LKSD, along with the Lower Yukon, Cuspuck, Yupik, and Chivac school districts, are all requiring their teachers to get tested and quarantine for 14 days. Plus, they're all implementing plans to limit students' interactions to smaller groups. St. Mary's School District did not respond to requests for comment. The Lower Yukon School District is the only district KYUK talked with that is not mandating face masks. Instead, Superintendent Stone says teachers are required to wear face shields and students are encouraged to wear masks.
Ensuring that kids are comfortable enough to learn and, you know, given where we are and within our sites, that pretty low level of activity in terms of active cases.
The Lower Yukon and Yupit school districts have eliminated sports activities entirely to start the year. Chivac and Cuspuck will only have cross-country practice since it's outdoors. The outlier is LKSD, which is participating in some indoor sports with inter-village travel and competition. Superintendent Hankins says the district is requiring 10 feet of distance between athletes.
There's plans in place in the practice protocols for cleaning, for participant screening, for taking care of the facility and the equipment, for face coverings, for hygiene.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation says the precautions school districts are taking are well and good, but CEO and President Dan Winkleman says there are two glaring gaps in some of their plans, with testing and tracking.
Where you're testing your staff with frequency, and you're also testing your students with frequency, and then you're also tracking the whereabouts of everyone in that school. And it's not just the whereabouts of where they are during the day, but where they go on the weekends. And without that, there's certain risk, definitely risk.
Winkleman acknowledges this will take a lot of work.
It's tough. It's going to be very difficult.
But he said most village health clinics have some testing capability, and his organization can help. LKSD Superintendent Kimberly Hankins says the district has begun communicating with YKHC about testing its teachers periodically throughout the year. As for tracking everyone's locations at all times, she said schools would try their best.
When our staff is out, that's easy to know and sort of easy to track. What's not as easy is if a student has or a family takes a trip and they don't communicate that with the school. We really need cooperation and partnership on that.
The plans that districts create this year to keep their schools safe will either be of paramount importance or irrelevant if kids can't go to class. As of now, students in at least a dozen communities in the YK Delta will be starting school from home. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.